Friday.
Are you guilty of CERB fraud? Well, if you are, if you aren't, we're going to talk about it here, along with some weird crime stories on Meanwhile in Canada.
Hey, what is up? Kyle Bowen talking to you. This is Meanwhile in Canada. Also, we got Trevor Beggs here. Yes, here in the studio. How's it going, bro?
It's going great, man. I miss this place. I mean, you know, the last time you and I were in here was when Rudy Gay? Yeah.
When he got diagnosed
with coronavirus.
No, man.
That was the last time we were here.
I think it's Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think there's a Rudy Gay somewhere too.
There is. He used to play for Toronto and Memphis.
There we go.
I think he plays for San Antonio now, but hey, I don't know. I don't really watch the NBA, okay? Can I ask you that? This is Meanwhile in Canada, okay? Two shows hosted by two idiots. Did I say two shows? A show about Canada hosted by two idiots. That's what this is, Meanwhile in Canada. Can I start things off with this, Trevor? Is Canada really full of Raptors fans? Is that something that you learned about this country over the last 12 months? Do you remember the audacity from these major companies, Sportsnet, TSN, showcasing Canada like it's just ran by Raptors fans? Are you serious? Since they won last year an NBA championship, Canada's team, I swear to you, bro, in Vancouver, Hub City, Vancouver, a lot of culture, I've probably seen and noticed 5 to 7 Raptors jerseys. And that's just the truth.
Yeah, you know what? I was kind of surprised when they won, like how widely celebrated it was against Canada. But I guess that's just sports in general. I don't think a lot of those people are hardcore, diehard Raptors fans. I mean, I don't think you're a diehard Raptors fan, but hey, here you are in the studio rocking a Raptors 2019 NBA Champs jersey. So maybe it paid off.
Hey,
I don't know. Maybe
bro, Meanwhile in Canada. You know what? True story. I got this hoodie for Christmas and I hated it. I hated it because I'm one of those people. And to be honest, I failed. I'm taking the L for wearing this, but my cousin got me this, and I'm just like, yo, I don't even cheer for the Raptors. I don't really want to rock their gear, blah, blah, blah. But this became a work type of sweater. You know, you rock it to work, and
right.
I'm just trying to make excuses up right now, man.
You are, yeah. You're ashamed to be wearing that sweater.
Yes, I'm ashamed to be wearing the sweater, but I still rock it. I'm a hypocrite. I'm a hypocrite. There's nothing to say here.
Yeah, no, it's your comfy work sweater. I guess that's your best excuse.
Yeah, straight up.
Maybe you just fell into Raptors mania. You know, you got sucked up in the hype. You wanted to fit in. That's what Canadians are all about too, man. Canadians, I mean, we're pretty much an assimilation of like every culture around the globe. Canadians just want to fit in, man. We just want to fit in.
No,
something
no, this
like
is
sports
a,
brings us together.
This is a bad day for Kyle Bowen, KYLEBHAWAN, the brand. It really is.
Unless you have Raptors fans listening to the podcast.
I mean, what would I do here in this case? Do I tell my cousin I don't want this? Do I return? No, I don't. Then I got to ask him for a receipt. But I'm being completely honest, though. I haven't seen a lot of Raptors jerseys, but I can't even go on with the point because I'm wearing the fucking hoodie.
I'll tell you this, man. So I was in Australia earlier this year, and I saw more Raptors jerseys in Australia than I have in Vancouver. I saw like at least 3 to 4 Raptors jerseys.
Go off.
Well, basketball jerseys in general are really big in Australia. And I'm like, why the fuck? Like, they're so far away from the NBA, but it's just a style down there. I think people just rock the jerseys, man. They don't really.
No. Australia's a big sport. Australia as a nation, I believe they really fuck with the game of basketball.
Yeah, they do
Canada,
like basketball, yeah.
I know the game was. I think the game was invented in Canada.
It was invented in Canada, which makes more sense what we're talking about here. Meanwhile in Canada.
Straight up. Hosted by two idiots learning about this damn country. I think I'm just more. I'm going to say it again, flabbergasted. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that about the perception that we were all actually diehard Raptors fans.
Yeah, that was
Canada's team, and we were riding with them from game one.
That's a completely false narrative, man. People just hopped on the bandwagon when they were about to win, you know? And that's fine, right? Like, that's the same with the Canucks in the playoffs, too. You get a bunch of people that bandwagon on when the team's in the playoffs here, too. So it's the same thing with the Jays and the Raptors, you know? You get one team representing not just a province or a state, but an entire fucking country. You're going to get some people that buy into it and some people that don't, right? Like,
no, 100%.
We all get shoved like Raptors games and Jays games down our throats across the entire country. So, yeah, you're going to pick up some fans along the way.
Canada really identifies with Toronto when it comes to, I think, what others deem as popular in Canada.
Or
like whatever Toronto is doing, that represents Canada. And can you really blame that notion? Because Canada isn't really well known across the globe as far as, again, pop culture. And if it is, in most cases, I mean, we just talked about the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Things are happening in Toronto that are, again, in the media.
Yeah, no, you're totally right, man. But I don't know, the Raptors thing is weird across Canada, and the whole Toronto point you made, I do think it's more so Toronto pushing their narrative on the rest of Canada rather than Canada looking at Toronto for a symbol that's known across the globe, you know? It's, again, when you get these games from Toronto, yes, just Toronto, across the whole damn country, you know, kids grow up. Like, we grew up with Jays games and Raptors games on TV, man, and we got friends who cheer for the Jays and Raptors because of that, man.
No, 100%, 100%. I think that, you know, I'm talking all this shit, and it comes from the right place. Honesty. I'm being honest, okay? Canada's team. I had homies. Canada's team. Go Raptors. Where are the Raptors jerseys at? Where are the hats at? And why am I wearing one of your hoodies? I'm a fucking hypocrite, okay? Again, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. Meanwhile, in Canada, once again, two idiots learning about their country. And today, these two idiots are going to teach you about that money you may owe back to serve. Now, everyone eventually is going to have to pay it off through, I guess, through like segments or fractions, you know? But they did, you know, stipulate that they would go after those who went to the route of fraud. Yes, fraud. Fraud. Those motherfuckers trying to get away with taking some money during a pandemic. Yes, a pandemic fund. People are frauding out there. First off, Trevor, do you got any words for them? Because I'll be honest, it is what it is. People were going to try it. Let me make that money by going on a website. Let's go.
Yeah, you know what, man? I mean, these people are committing crimes, but they're not committing as big of a crime as you wearing a Raptors jersey when you're not a Raptors fan. So
it's not a jersey. It's a hoodie.
Ah, same.
And my cousin, I love that guy. What was that supposed to say? And was that, you know what? Again, excuses. Hypocrite. You know what I could have done? And I promise you, okay? I promise you. I am never wearing this fucking hoodie again, okay? For the first time after, you know, smoking in it, walking my dog in it, going to work in it, I got called out for actually wearing it to the studio. I don't even know how it happened. I even packed another jacket, but I wasn't thinking straight. I'm a hypocrite, and it is what it is. But can you stick to the fucking subject, man? Okay, talk about Serb, okay? Stop poking me, okay? Straight up.
It's been three months since I've seen you, man. I know I had to poke the bear a little bit. This is our first Meanwhile in Canada in the studio. In regards to Serb, I mean, if you're frauding the system and abusing the system in a time where people are in need of that money, at a time where this country's going to be in debt out the ass, you're a fucking asshole, man. You're a fucking asshole. And the fact that there are, you know, there was overpayments, okay? Like, I had friends certainly who were overpaid. They got
something they shouldn't have. Yo, Trevor, you got to keep your mouth shut, okay? Because I swear to you, this is what I found out happened, what, 4 days ago? They actually opened, the CRA opened up something called the snitch line. The snitch line for people who had friends or just people who want to confess to receiving a double check or something, you know? They have that available, or did have it available, to the CRA. .ca. That's crazy. Snitch line. What the fuck is that? A snitch line? Let me rat out my homies for picking up that extra check that they don't even need? Are you kidding me?
You'll get blackmail over someone in a time like this. And, you know, people are on edge, man. People are on edge everywhere. When the money's not where it used to be, I think that alone makes people, you know, sometimes go a little crazy, man. And that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. It really does. It really does. Now, I'll say this. Before we go really into it, let's just shoot out some numbers, okay? So this is what they propose, and when I'm saying they, I don't know much about politics. I'm assuming the people at the top, and that's what, the Liberals, Trudeau, whatever. Okay, so this is what he proposed. He said that you could get up to 6 months in jail. You could have to pay up to $5,000 in fines, and you'd have to pay double the amount that they gave you. That was, again, what was proposed, and that now they're duking it out. Yes, duking it out. At the good old House of Commons, okay? The House of Commons. What will happen? They're trying to extend it to, but hey, things may happen. If you lied, knowingly so, and you wouldn't be able to prove that, you know, you didn't know how to do it, you're fucked. you're fucked. And Lisa LaFlame did say this too, and I'll say Lisa LaFlame, the hair was looking dope, yo.
What
that
a babe.
That was looking, what a babe. Are you serious? That you into that? You want that?
Yeah, she's a powerful woman, man. How can you not love that?
Okay, you heard it here first. I hope that your wife hears that. Trevor Beggs, he wants to take Lisa LaFlame out to dinner. That's all. Out to dinner. One dinner.
Yeah, I think that
the hair was looking dope, though. It was looking clean. She did say, though, only 1% to 2%, that's what the government is claiming, are responsible for these frauds. Because, again, they're not going to attack people who might have made a mistake. Because it was, even though it was a simple process, there's still language there that people don't understand. So mistakes are going to happen. And they acknowledge that they knew that was going to happen. They're going to go after the people who they claim knew what they were doing and didn't need the money.
Yeah, exactly. Like
1% to 2%.
Using different SID numbers to get served for family, or, you know, making false claims on your business or something like that. There's definitely a certain amount of cases of fraud out there. But even you read the news and, you know, there's been 190,000 CERB repayments so far in Canada. And most of that is Canadians voluntarily realizing that they got double paid and paying it back.
Okay, they had it in the bank. They had it in the bank, you know? They were optimistic that they wouldn't find out, and then they got scared, okay? They got fucking scared, because that's a... That's interesting, yo. I mean, I guess Canada is opening up quicker than a lot of us thought that this was going to be what? September, October, November, where we'd see a glimpse of normalcy. Let's be real. Let's be honest. It's feeling like it's happening a bit quicker. This whole thing called normalcy. Like, pretty much everyone that I know that could go back to work, that doesn't work in like airports and restaurants, are going back to work and are just living a quote unquote normal time, a normal life. So, just people are going to be mad though, man. A lot of people are going to be upset. Is this ethical? I think so. If again, the right people were doing the frauds. I mean, again, at the end of the day, you have to do what you have to do. And if you really needed the money and you had to go about it this way, it is what it is. Like, times were fucking tough. I really don't think that Canada, after assessing, you know, their fraud claim and knowing the true story, they probably wouldn't even do much. They're really just going after those fucking sick people who just want all the money, already have it, and did this shit. Those people, you really needed all that extra money during a pandemic. That's questionable, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, they should have stole some drugs or something, man. I mean, come on.
Straight up. Straight up.
I mean, you're making the taxpayers pay, man. At the end of the day, when this is all said and done, I mean, with all the spending that's going on, with all the money given out to Canadians are going to get taxed at the ass. And I mean, we're not unique to the rest of the world. It's going to be the same everywhere.
So be it. You know what? I'm okay with that.
Stimulus packages that have been given out. So
I'm okay with that. You know what, Trevor and I, we're what, 27 years old? Let's be real. Let's be honest. If we got to pay a bit more on the taxes for humanity at this stage in our lives, based on these what do they call the curb checks? These curb checks, these CERB checks.
CERB, yeah.
These CERB checks.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. Should it be CERB?
CERB.
It's Canadian, but people call it CERB.
Okay, anyways, let's stick to how it should be. CERB. These CERB checks, if our taxes are higher, the humans needed it, it's all good. It's all good. Okay, because this show's going to make a ton of money down the road. Post it on network. We'd be dishing out fat checks to the employees. It's all good, okay? It is what it is. The taxes, my taxes, go to the people. I'm Kyle, man. I'm for the people. I'm for the people. Let's go.
That's fantastic, man. Maybe maybe you and I should run for premier one day. Just like, not even just one of us, but two of us.
Fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Never want that job. Never want that job. And let's be real. Again, let's be honest. Only people who want that job, have dreamt of that job, should be in that position of power, in my opinion.
No, that's true. That's true.
I really don't think that I can just be 30 years old and just be like, yo, my destiny or my responsibility right now is to be the prime minister, the leader of a country. Nah, you have to know that at the age of 4 or 5.
Yeah, it's got to be 6 the latest.
6 the latest, okay? I don't know. That's a big responsibility. Would you ever want to be the prime minister of Canada?
No, not actually. I was just picturing you and me, you know, we record Meanwhile in Canada at Parliament, man. Why not? Ooh. 24 Sussex Drive. Ooh.
I was thinking about some of the things that we should do for this show, and how funny would that be if we were able to make something content-wise where it looked like we were in the House of Commons? That place looks so interesting. Yeah. You should do yourself a favor. If you want to learn more about the curb or the CERB checks and the frauds and seeing if you may be eligible to be actually a fraudulent person in this case, just go check out the debates in the House of Commons. I know it sounds so stale and boring for me to tell you to do that. I feel like aesthetically, it's different to see that happens in our country. That's how laws are made out to be. And the debate itself, that shit's kind of hilarious, man. It's like little kids complaining.
Yeah, no, you're totally right, man.
It's fucked up. It is different. It's Canada.
Yeah. I've told you about my story in the House of Commons, right? Where I followed the CBC reporter around.
Yeah,
that's a good story, man. That's a good story. Well, that's maybe it's not so glamorous to be a House of Commons reporter, according to this unnamed CBC reporter here on Meanwhile in Canada. But
that's the dude who
he pretty much hates his life.
Yeah, hates his life.
I was like, oh yeah, you know, young journalist, thought I followed the wily vet around. He basically told me, like, don't do this job unless you want to work 13 hours a day and get divorced. I was like, oh shit. Well, maybe this isn't for me, man.
But do you think he was saying that because he hated his job or just wanted to warn you? You know what I'm saying?
I've thought about that before. I think it was a little bit of both, to be honest. You seem pretty grumpy.
Again, man, I know it's not easy for everyone to follow their dreams, but man, if you really don't want to do something or don't like your situation, you know, do your best to avoid it, I guess. Things tie in, you know, when you get married and stuff, you got other responsibilities, but man, could you imagine that this dude or gal, I don't know who you're talking about here, they're reporting in the House of Commons, you know what I'm saying? That's important reporting. That's a responsibility, and they may not be happy with what they're doing. How do you think that translates into their work? You know, come on.
Yeah, lots to figure out, man. Just, yeah, you're right. Do what you want to do, and don't be a fraud, I think are good lessons here. We've had some good lessons on the show recently. Don't be a racist, and don't be a fraud.
And don't be a hypocrite. Kyle Bowen, honestly, I'm feeling like a hypocrite. I'm never wearing this hoodie out anywhere in public because I talk way too much shit about Raptors fans.
Yeah, you do. I was pretty surprised. I kind of had to double check my eyes for a second. Like, I haven't seen
how
it
did
in 3 months.
Slip up like this? Again, work hoodie. Yeah. I'm a painter, you know? Let's get this. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm wearing this hoodie because I don't give a fuck what happens to it. Gets dirty, it gets dirty. But, hey, there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Hey, man, you could go donate at a Salvation Army, you know, great Canadian thrift store.
There you go. Maybe. You know what, Trevor? That's great, man. Around this time, yes, Christmas. It was actually at this time. I got another hoodie from a close friend. And it was an OVO hoodie, a Toronto-based hoodie. That's Drake's brand, his label. But that hoodie's pretty clean, not gonna lie, so I rock that.
Man, what an episode, man. Gone from Raptors to hoodies to fraud to your Drake hoodie. It's been awesome.
To
so
my
far,
Drake
man.
Hoodie. Where are the Raptors fans at? Where are the Raptors fans at? If you're listening to this and you're mad, you're from the city or you're from Saskatchewan. Speaking of Saskatchewan, I remember when they were panning through the different cities in Canada watching the finals, Canada's team, they went to Saskatchewan. The place was like a quarter of the way full, you know? Canada's team. Why did they have to add that to the hashtag? Dude, why couldn't they just showcase Canada how they were viewing the Raptors before announcing that this was just Canada's team?
Yo, come on, man. They just did it for marketing, you know? They just did it for marketing. They wanted to sucker the people in who were just like, oh, I'm Canadian, you know? But then there's people
team,
who
man.
Know their sports better, and there's people who have this Toronto
bias.
You're
a nice guy.
Yeah, we
got to
talk
guy.
About the Toronto bias sometime on the show, because there's definitely a lot of Toronto hate in the show. There's like a love-hate relationship.
You think
relationship.
So? It's,
for sure.
It's love-hate.
Are you kidding me? On the West Coast? So many people think
you
Toronto
guys,
bullshit.
You guys. I don't hate Toronto as much. Again, I'm not hating on Toronto here. I'm just, you know, the whole Raptors narrative across Canada, I just don't. The whole Canada's team, that just bothers me. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in the NHL too, you know. Anytime there's one Canadian team left in the fight, they make it seem like Canada unites around that one team. That this is what Americans think. Oh, America. Oh, Canada. Canada's cheering for the Calgary. No, we aren't. No, we aren't. Fuck Calgary. We don't care about the rest of Canada.
Not a chance, man. Not a chance.
But you hate Toronto, really. Trevor Beggs, TrevorBeggs. This dude right here actually hates Toronto, so yeah.
Yeah, come on.
You're never
me.
Getting
come
a job
me.
There now.
For sure. No, that's all right. I don't plan on moving there.
I love it. Meanwhile, Canada posted up network every Thursday. Let's move on to French lessons. It's tied. Is it tied?
3-3-1.
3-3-1. So this is game 8. First one to 100 wins a trip to Montreal. I say a French sentence. Trevor has to translate it in English, vice versa. Whoever wins, again, wins 100 points, and then...
Trip to Montreal, baby. Yeah, on you. Thanks, Montreal. Man. I appreciate it.
Meanwhile, in Canada.
You really think this man is speaking French?
All right, Trevor, do you want to go first? Give you my sentence. All right, I'm going to translate that sucker in English.
Got a real tough one for you today, man. Okay. See if you can figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Ne soyez pas un fraude.
Say it again.
Ne soyez pas un fraude.
Ooh. Did pas mean pass? You slip up there?
It might. I don't know.
Hmm.
No, usually that S is silent in French when you say that. Ne soyez pas un fraude.
We haven't participated in the fraud.
Not quite that complicated. Just the lesson of the day here. Don't be a fraud.
Oh my God, man.
Don't be a fraud, Kyle. Don't wear the Raptor jersey if you're not a fan, man. The hoodie, whatever.
I'm a fraud, bro. You know, to be honest, I'd rather get caught for being a fraud and collecting those SERP checks when I was still working an 8-to-4 during this time than being caught with this Raptor jersey. I'm actually humiliated, okay? I'm embarrassed. Honestly.
You must have known I'd call you out on that.
People won't believe me when I say this, but when I was sitting across from you and I started talking about the Raptors, I swear to you, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, yo, am I talking this much shit about the Raptors when I'm sitting across a sports fan? Embarrassing, man.
All right, well, let's see if you can curb the embarrassment by giving me a sentence that I'll never be able to guess.
Okay, right here. So I got it wrong. Trevor, I hope you get this wrong too. If so, we'll head into the tiebreaker. And that's what I like. I like the tiebreaker in this situation, okay? Because it's more fun. Let's see if we're heading down that route. Jami sui juste umbaras.
I am just embarrassed.
I got to give it to you.
Yes!
It actually says I just embarrassed myself, but again, we're Canadian, we're nice people, and you got most of it, okay? You got most of it. That would have been a big lie on my part if I just let that one slide, okay? It is what it is. Trevor picked up his fourth point. Again, if he gets to 100, he wins a trip to Montreal courtesy of Kyle Bowen's wallet. But you know what? Maybe, just maybe, by the time that episode rolls through, someone else will fly us out. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so, man.
And I hope it's me. Okay? And I want 2 tickets. Remember, if I'm getting you 2 tickets for you and your other, I need 2 tickets too.
You think about how realistically, like how fast this is coming up. Because if we rip off even 100 episodes, if we're like at 49 and 49, that's only 2 years from now. You better save it, man.
Ooh, no, it's happening. It's happening, man. It's happening. And I hope it comes down to that last game. Do or die. You know what I'm saying? That would be fun. In Montreal... Ooh-wee. I just want 2 tickets. You know why? I'll go there alone. But I might fall in love there, man. You never know, so.
I wouldn't be surprised,
let's
man.
Move quick, you Honestly, know? Let's it, move quick. My, let's find a girl net there. We fall in love. Bring her back. Introduce her to the parents. Get a dog the next week. You know? Let's go.
You why know, not? Obviously, aside from Ottawa, where my wife's from, Montreal's got the sexiest girls in Canada. Hands down. Like, the fashion's just like a level up, you know?
It's just eye-catching. It's different. Yo, it's unique. Yeah. And you're just like, yo, these are my people doing this here. they dressing like that.
Yeah.
Montreal, man. I would love to raise French Hindu kids.
French Hindu kids, man. I like it.
Yeah. Fondues.
Fondues.
It'd be some fun people, man.
I didn't know what I was thinking in my head. Like, French shoes?
French shoes? We ain't dogs.
No, French shoes.
French shoes? I fuck with that, too.
Yeah, like, put the I in there, you know?
Fun dudes, I like that because it's first it's of all, it kind of, you know, it's chocolate. Really, they'd be darker kids, I'm assuming. So, fondue, that's cool. I like that. And also, if they were boys, they'd be fun dudes.
I'm a fun dude who's a fun dude.
Trevor, I don't think you can say that anymore, man.
I really can't.
Trevor Banks, you gotta slow your roll, buddy, okay? Or we're gonna get canceled. You gotta slow your roll, okay? You can't be saying fondues. Jeez Louise. Trevor Banks, TRVOR BEGGS, hates Toronto and just said fondue disrespectfully too. Come on, Trevor Banks. You gotta be smarter than that. It's 2020, okay? Okay. Meanwhile, Canadia, Trevor picks up the dub, his fourth win. We'll give him another applause. You want to thank anyone before we move on?
You know what? I just want to thank my grade 11 French teacher, Miss Spain. I know we had a lot of hard times.
Okay.
In grade 9 and 10 when I had her, you know, the first 2 years. But, okay. You know, by the time grade 11 came around, I was a little bit more respectable as a student. You know, skipping school less, skipping class less.
So, you're doing terrific.
Shut up. Okay, I didn't ask for a fucking speech, okay? Just
Yo, that's exactly quick. What you asked for,
something
man.
Quick,
jeez,
okay?
You're doing
jeez
terrific.
Louise, jeez Louise. Okay. We're moving on. We're finishing off the show. Trevor has something stocked up for what's popping. Yes, what's popping. On Meanwhile in Canada.
All right. What's popping with the catchiest intro, not just in Vancouver in the podcast world, but in the fucking world. That intro is amazing, dude. Makes me feel good every time. These stories, I don't know if they're going to make you feel good. I'm sticking with the topic of crime, theft, robbery, and just talk about some of the weirdest crime stories in Canada from the past few years here.
Okay.
Again, not quite as... actually, no, I'd say it's a lot sexier than Serb fraud. A lot sexier than that. How about this dude who jacked a bus and forced the driver to Tim Hortons at knife point?
Are you serious?
Dead serious. Happened in...
That is the most Canadian crime of all time. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious, man.
So what did he even get in trouble? I guarantee he didn't.
No, an arrest was made. Yeah, an arrest was made.
He probably, just shared the donuts with the officers. They're just like, yo, that was fun. It is what it is. You're having a bad day. Took the good old bus to Tim Hortons, hijacked it. It's all good, though. Go home. Okay, peace.
Yeah, pretty much, man, pretty much. So, the dude basically, he jacked the bus and then went to Tim Hortons. And then I think he called 911 to let authorities know he'd overdosed on drugs. So, I mean...
What?
Yeah, bit of a weird story.
Okay, are those drugs that he took, drugs that, like, aren't on the open market? You know what I'm saying? Is that...
Yeah, we're talking, like, illegal drugs. He's fucked up on some shit.
No, I'm... Are there drugs that I haven't heard about? Like, I know heroin, I know crack, I know cocaine, I know mushrooms, I know acid, I know the basics, but how do you take something that lets you do that?
It's probably just like too much meth, you know? You start going crazy when you start doing a lot of drugs
meth,
after a while.
Meth,
you
know? Okay, meth. That's the strong one, yo.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, you didn't mention bath salts either. I don't know if bath salts were ever a thing in Canada, but that was a pretty fucked up story in the world like 10 years ago.
Bath salts? Oh, when people were eating each other?
Yeah, all that
shit. Why not eating each other?
Well, that was like one story, but yeah.
Florida. Shout out Florida.
yo, speaking of the bathroom, here's another weird crime story. there was a business in Ontario who stole $17,000 worth of hand soap in a heist.
$17,000.
That's a lot of hand soap, man. We're talking like fucking a bar of soap that's like $2.
Could you imagine if it was $17 million worth of hand soap? Are we talking what? Are we talking the biggest semi truck in the whole world?
We're talking about like a whole fucking train made of soap, man.
A fucking shipment, a container.
Following the CN rail right across the country just to jack the soap up.
Damn, bro. So when did this happen? Did this happen during Corona?
No, this happened back in 2016. But
okay.
You know, last report on this is that the thieves were never found.
Well, you know what, bro? I got a theory right here. And let's just say they knew something was going to happen. They predicted this. Maybe they were from the future and want to stock up on that hand soap. You know, they were going for it. Maybe they want to open up a hand soap store in 2020. People have intentions of doing things. I really want to know what they were going to do with all that hand soap. Because here's the thing. If it was $17,000 worth of hand soap, they're not selling that back for $17,000. Like, how much could you get for that much hand soap on the open market? Not much. I guarantee you're making what, $6,000, maybe $5,000? Because who's buying hand soap on the street? And if you are, you're buying it for dirt
cheap. Want some hand soap with that mess? Yeah, I don't know about that. It is weird that they were never found. Maybe, yeah, maybe there's just some weird fucking soap store that opened up. And let's say Manitoba, they just left Ontario, went to another province. And yeah, they just had soap supply for a long time. So, or maybe it's just really fucking good soap, man.
Yeah, straight
up. You ever been to Bath and Body Works? That shit smells delicious.
That's true. You know, a good hand soap, it goes a long way. True. It goes a long way. You know, you feel a little different when you come out of the bathroom and you just put on some soap that, yeah, it doesn't necessarily give you the effect of cologne, but you know what I'm saying? You just feel, you feel nicer.
You do. You do.
You feel nicer, okay?
Yo, I got a question. You a shower gel guy or are you a bar soap guy?
Bar soap.
Hands down. Great choice, man.
Yeah,
correct come answer. On. Give yourself a round of applause.
Come that's on, man. That's okay, fantastic. Okay, I will. Come on, man. You know what? I'll do the shower gel stuff at the gym. Because carrying around, you know, a bar of soap in your gym bag is a little inconvenient, okay? But at home, it's the bar of soap.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yo, just
it just feels better in the hand, you know? Just boom, boom, boom. Get those angles, you know? You bend over, you know, you just wash everything up with that bar of soap like it's nothing. Ooh-wee, yo, with the shower gel, I just feel as if I feel like I violate myself, you know? It's just a whole bunch of touching going on everywhere. Just a little different. Fingers are free. I don't know, man. Not my thing. I'm 27, okay? Bar of soap.
Bars of soap, man. Okay, well, this criminal was a little bit less sneaky because he did get caught, unlike the bar of soap, the bar of soap thieves. So this guy in Newfoundland, this happened.
Okay.
Shout out Newfoundland. A masked man who police say decided not to rob a bank in Stephenville will make an appearance in court. So this guy, 29 years old, he was wearing gloves and a bandana on his face. He was wielding a knife, and he went to go rob the Newfoundland and Labrador Credit Union. But he walked in, he saw how busy it was, and decided to turn around and leave.
And then what did he do?
And then at that point, the manager called police, and he was arrested shortly afterwards.
Wow, what a Canadian fucking thief, yo. Are you serious?
Oh, not today. Oh, sorry for the disturbance, eh?
Yeah, come on, man. Come on. What? If you walk in there looking like you're going to rob the place and then just walk out because you just went into your Canadian bag, shame on you, yo. Shame on you. Would you ever rob a bank?
No, I don't think so, no.
If you were to, how would you do it?
I would not walk in with the fucking knife and mask on already. I would do it like within a team, you know? Like you see that show Money Heist? Saw that on Netflix?
Yes,
you gotta do something like
team,
that.
With the team, of course. You need that. You can't go in there solo.
Yeah.
If so, if you were to do it solo, I think what you would need is the best note ever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you hand that note to the teller, just to let her know without making a disturbance that you're about to fuck shit up, so you better give me my money.
Damn, you thought about this, man.
Well, yeah, because I don't have a lot of friends that want to rob banks, Trevor. Unless, you know, I become friends with myself.
need some help, man? I haven't really put much thought into it, but we are partners in crime here on Meanwhile in Canada.
We are. Meanwhile in Canada, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen. I guess that's it. That episode flew by.
It did, man. It's going to be the most ridiculous episode ever. If you made it all the way, you're a fucking champ, and I hope you learned something about Canada. I mean, we talked about a lot on this episode, so I'm sure you had to learn fucking something. If you didn't learn anything, you're a fucking liar.
Straight up. Black Lives Matter. We'll put a link in the bio where you can, you know, donate if you feel like you want to do so. It'll take you to a whole bunch of options. Anything else you want to plug? Black Lives Matter. That's really all we have to plug.
Yo, I there's just this one song by Obi Trice called Snitch. I think it should be the like the theme song for when the CRA releases their snitch line.
Did they really call it snitch line? Are you serious? Got lots for sale, drop tops for sale. Anything that you need, believe me, I'm gonna lace you. Just do whatever you do, snitch, cause you will get hit. Pray I don't face you. But what song was that?
Snitch by Obi Trice featuring Akon.
Damn. Yo, Akon. Yo, that makes sense, because Akon, he's making music with a snitch right now. You know what? We're not going to mention it. This is Meanwhile Canada. This is Meanwhile Canada, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen, every Thursday. Two idiots trying to learn a little bit more about their country. Why? Because we want to do it for you. Yes, the listener. Go subscribe to the network. Give us 5 stars on iTunes, or 4. Or 4. You know, we'll take 4. Why not give us 4 stars? We're not even asking you to work that hard, okay? 4 stars or 5, whatever you want on iTunes. Get the network every week, 6 shows every week. yesterday. Yes, yesterday on Loki, Vancouver's only podcast, had a good conversation with Messiah Prophet, a.k.a. Messiah. Check that out. Once again, Black Lives Matter. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. I don't know when you're listening to this. Trevor doesn't know when you're listening to this. But no we, clue. Yes, we appreciate it. Peace.